Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With the approach of the holiday season, there are new things showing up in the garden. Get reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please, if you're not yet vaccinated, the CDC is still recommending that you wear your mask in public. Along with an early start to the holiday season, this week in the garden marks the opening of both a new event and a new area in the garden. The Staghorn Fern Collection will be open for the weekend, and on Saturday evening, the Glow Extravaganza begins and will run through the new year. So get some tickets, as this is a wonderful holiday event to share with your family and friends. If you enter the garden and turn right to spend a minute or two at the koi pond, take a look behind you at the camellia that is just beginning to bloom. Generally, camellias bloom in early spring and are traditionally a flower that highlights the Chinese New Year celebrations, but it's also known as the Rose of Japan and as such symbolizes love in the Japanese flower culture. It's the color of the flower that denotes the type of love. These beautiful red camellias would symbolize romantic, unconditional love, passion, and desire. A white camellia would denote an innocent love, such as love for a child or between children. And a pink camellia is a message of desire to be with the one you love, or a message of nostalgia to be given to someone you're missing. Our recent warm temperatures have brought the blooms out a bit early. Camellias have been part of the Asian landscape for many hundreds of years, but were not seen in England until 1739 and then not imported to America until 1797. Since then, hundreds of hybrids have been developed, so that now there are around 3,000 different camellia hybrids. If you wander away from the koi pond and into the fuchsia garden, it is amazing to still see some blooms hanging from the baskets. The red spider fuchsia, Bonnie Doan, and the pink marshmallow, just to name a few. These wonderful and long-lasting shade lovers have been gracing the garden since last March. Soon they'll be pruned back to get ready for the next growing season, and they will be one of the first plants to herald the coming of spring. Just past the fuchsia garden is the entrance to Soar Monarch Butterfly Exhibit. If you have not yet been or would like to revisit, this is the week to do it. The exhibit will be closing at the end of the month. Continuing on through the geometric annual beds takes you to the new Staghorn Fern Collection on your right. Just across the walkway, in the border of the lower meadow, the tree dahlia is showing some blooms. This plant usually dies back to the ground and then sends up new shoots each season, but we haven't yet had enough frost to affect the last canes of the season. They are delighting visitors with some delicate lavender blooms just at the ends of the old canes. A fabulous Cape honeysuckle marks one edge of the path towards the formal rose garden. I hesitate to call this a bush because it's probably 30 feet tall, but it is one specimen plant that's been pruned at the bottom, but not so much at the top, so the whole top of the plant looks aflame with hot red-orange flowers. Heading away toward the right from the lower meadow on Tram Road, we'll take you on a walk past Arizona Crossing, and then just to the left is the sausage tree. This time of year, the sausage tree is heavy with fruit. This grouping is fruit from the flower cluster that we saw last spring. Just behind the sausage tree is a fabulous high clear holly bush, a hybrid holly plant. If you Google the name, you'll find out that it was hybridized in the year 1835 at Highclere Castle in England. This is where the docudrama Downton Abbey was filmed. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.